for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
It's Monday, episode 686. Oh, what is it? Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. That's right.
It is a Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, and today we clean your closet.
We talk about 420 a little bit.
Yeah, happy 421. And we some Mondegreens.
Yeah, fun with Mondegreens.
Oh, dude, we laugh our heads off.
Yeah, I had tears on my face. So thanks for listening, guys.
Enjoy it.
That's what happens when Chris Barnes smokes too much weed. Hey, everybody, it's Monday, and even though it's not 420, we're recording on 420, so happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420 and the after effects.
Terry and Gatch Comedy Show coming at you for a Monday, 421. Doug Benson will be at the Wow Hall tonight. He'll probably be firing up a
He
ball.
Is DB.
He is.
That's how you remember
the movie website?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Yeah, you go. Doug Benson would say, I am DB.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you go, I am BD, IBDM.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yep. And I actually heard him say that one time because he does that Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, podcast. I haven't listened to that forever. I'm sure it's still going because he does that at his shows.
Yep, and he does sometimes. He's got another podcast now, I think, too, but I don't know. Can't keep up with all of them. Can't keep up with everybody's got like four mm-hmm. or five podcasts. But
yep.
So, yeah, yesterday was Zombie Jesus Day and 420 at the same time. So we're playing 6 Feet Under, which is Jesus Was, and the song is 420 by 6 Feet Under. So that's very appropriate for today.
Do these guys ever play 6 Feet Under? Not like underneath.
I've seen them
but
in,
like
in a basement.
Like or in a cave.
They might play in caves.
Like come play a rock quarry.
He kind of sounds like a cave man.
Why don't rock quarries have concerts?
I don't know. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
You could just call it the rock quarry.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And you'd have Mr. Slate would manage the place.
Heck yeah. Maybe we could get some of your pet rocks in there.
Yeah, dude.
Your painted pet rocks.
I've been painting rocks coming to a store near you soon.
That's what happens on 420. Fucking paint rocks. That's what I do.
Well, speaking of painting, you know, you hear President Bush recently unveiled his collection of portraits of world leaders that he painted.
I saw the one he drew of Putin.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
terrible. You could tell it was Putin, but...
Yeah.
I heard a joke that he was drawing some of world leaders' penises.
Oh, really?
But I think that was a joke. Hmm.
You know, the leader that he was missing was the one that Bob Ross painted a lot, was Happy Trees. Old Indian chief Happy Trees.
Oh, was he a leader?
Yeah.
Okay. He's painting some happy trees right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dot them on.
He just paint Indians in the corner of all his paintings. Put a little happy trees here.
If you look close enough, you could see the squaw right next to him.
Yep, just with the papoose.
Those are both funny words. Squaw, papoose. Hey, squaw, get
squaw,
the papoose.
Definitely a funny
hey,
word.
Squaw, get the papoose. We're gonna go foraging for food and whatnot. And she's all, how? I don't know how.
Maze.
That's
we'll go
right.
On a maze hunt.
So I don't remember. We've had another 420 show, I think, because
sure.
we've been going almost 2 years. Not quite 2 years. So we've had one other 420 show, but I don't remember. Did we talk all about the origins of 420 and why they call it that?
I don't know.
You can't remember?
No. Well, let's talk about it anyway.
Wait. How much weed do you think you've smoked since last 420?
420.
At least 420 grams?
Sure, yeah.
It's been 365 days, so that'd be like a gram and a half a day.
Right.
Wait, not even that much. 65 plus 35 and 55 would be a gram a day plus 55 grams. spread out over an extra gram a week.
Mm-hmm.
So a seventh. Yeah. So yeah.
About so you're two, talking about 8 grams a week.
Something like that.
It's 420.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen.
A quarter a week.
He took a bong hit at the end, and guess what? The song was exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
What?
How do you think they did that?
I don't know. What if he had a band that all the songs are exactly that?
You'd have to fucking spend a lot of time crafting your songs.
You would.
You'd have to probably be a certain beat per minute to get a, or you'd have to cut off part of a verse.
It'd have to be 420 beats a minute, though.
All songs are that fast, and they're four minutes and 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. So you could cram quite a bit of songs
they're
in
only
there.
Played on the 4th and the 20th fret. It's very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play in 4/4 time. They play in 420.
It's 420 time.
It's 4 beats per measure, 20 beats per measure. Or the quarter note gets the beat, and there's 20 beats per measure. So it's 420. Oh, man, my nose is always stuffy anymore. I wonder if I've got allergies. That's what you tell me every year.
Maybe you do.
I don't
That's
think
about
I do.
That time of season, dude.
I don't know.
You'll start getting, like, the itchy throat.
But just to let anybody know, just to let anyone know who thinks that 420 is like a police code or something like that, it's not.
What?
No. It's just the time that these people used to meet at the statue of Louis Pasteur at San Rafael High School, and they'd meet at
Jerry
420.
Jerry Garcia.
Well, kind of. It wasn't Jerry, but it was people who loved Jerry.
No. Okay.
I don't think it was Jerry. Did you hear it was Jerry?
No. I'm just saying, because that's what popped into my head.
Yeah, and it was down there.
I have no factual evidence on the Jerry.
You don't. You don't.
No. But you know what, though? Jerry Garcia was a race car driver.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In his spare time, I heard that's how he lost his middle finger in a bad race car crash. A lot of people don't know that he misses a middle finger.
Yeah,
you know,
really? No, I didn't know.
What?
No, was it an accident?
It was on his picking hand. You never seen pictures of Jerry Garcia?
Not a big Grateful Dead fan. I've always been one of those people that can't like them.
Okay.
You know, I will admit, I like the song Touch of Grey. I had a good melody, but man, they overplayed that to death.
Yeah.
And
now,
I always liked that one song, but then I found out it wasn't even them.
Dude, if anyone heard
What's that, cocaine? Driving cocaine?
Yeah, driving that train high on cocaine.
Is that not Grateful Dead?
Oh, it totally is.
Okay, what's that other song that they do what's that other song that sounds like Grateful Dead that isn't Grateful Dead?
You mean Allman Brothers?
It might be.
Oh.
It might be. Do you know what?
I don't know. It sounds like the Grateful Dead? Just to you or to everybody?
I don't know. I always thought it was the Grateful Dead, but it turned out not to be, and I was so happy when it turned out not to be.
Because you kind of liked it?
Mm-hmm. No, because I did like it.
You liked it, and you didn't?
Yeah, I always tatted it as the only Grateful Dead song I liked,
and then it turned out
not even to be.
Ah, well, that's kind of interesting. No, you'll have to think about that during the show and see if you can
figure that out.
You won't?
But there is a Boz Scaggs that I always thought was Billy Joel, I'm pretty sure. He only had like one or two heavily played hits, didn't he?
Boz?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the Lido shuffle. Lido. Whoa.
Yeah, I always thought that was Billy Joel.
Because that's a whoa song, and Billy Joel likes to say whoa. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Boz's biggest hit right there was the Lido shuffle.
Yeah, I always thought that was... I always went through my life thinking I'd never heard Boz Scaggs.
Well, you heard
and
that song
And then I'd
lot.
Heard...
There's another one that I bet you've heard, but I can't remember it right now, just like you can't remember that song that sounds just like... The Grateful Dead, but
it's
whatever.
Like one. It's almost. It's a song kind of like Truckin'. And around that time frame, I don't know.
I don't know why I'm thinking of Allman Brothers, but it might be the Allman Brothers. Might not.
Maybe it
know.
Is.
Who knows?
Or maybe you know. I might just be confused.
That could be because it's 4:20. Well, you guys, you know it's 4:21 or later that you're listening, but we're being honest because we like to record on 4:20. But I do have some weekend news to update for anybody who has been paying attention to that Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. It's over, and the winner was, drum roll please, the guy with the last name that sounds made up, Jake Woodmansey.
Woodmansey?
Woodmansey.
Woodmansey.
Woodmansey. I don't know. It might be Woodmansey. It might be Woodmansey.
Or maybe it's Woodmansey.
Woodmansey. He's from Bend, and he took first place and did a little research on him after he found out he won, because I was like, hey, this guy must be good. And yeah, he was in Oregon's Last Comic Standing in Bend in 2010. So he's been doing comedy at least 4 or 5 years. So good job, Jake.
Nice job, dude.
My pick for the win was number 2, old Scoot Herring. Came in second, and Chris Green.
He won the best name, though, didn't he?
Oh, for sure. And best alternate name in Scoot Tuna, which is his opening joke, which is so awesome. Because he says people always ask him if Scoot Herring's his real name, and he says actually it's a stage name. His real name is Scoot Tuna. And so Andy Shawns took 5th. Juan Knutson took 4th. I don't know who Juan Knutson is, but my wife told me it's Knutson.
He has Juan Knutson?
That's what I say, Juan Knutson. No, it's spelled Knutson, and my wife said, that's Knutson. Mm-hmm. I was like Knutson?
Like Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, like all those. I can know what you're trying to say, but I thought it was pronounced Knutson.
I'm gonna go with the on the first guy. I think he goes by Wood Demancy. Woo Demancy.
Oh, Woo Demancy.
Yep, Woo Demancy.
And Juan Knutson. Knutson. Andy Shawns got 5th, and Willie Gibbons, number 6. He got 6th place and best mustache.
Nice.
In my book, because he's the only one that had a mustache.
Congratulations to those guys.
Yeah. And I got to go.
I heard they're going to have it on TV again.
Well, they are. It's coming out this
with Rosani.
She is one of the judges, yes, that is true.
And, Roseanne Baugh.
Yeah, and I watched that little show that you turned me on,
nice,
too, on
dude.
OPB. I caught the last 45 minutes of it,
at least. That's all I really saw. I saw, like, the last 50.
I got a little bit of stuff from my Ray Romano impressions.
Yep.
You know, because growing up, trying to do stand-up,
It was on a show called Pioneers of Television on OPB.
Yeah.
And the particular episode was about stand-up comedians who have started sitcoms and that whole thing.
Yep.
And they started talking with Jerry Seinfeld was where they kind of went off on.
Yeah.
You know. And they touched on the Newhart.
I like that part because I didn't know much about Bob Newhart.
I watched a lot of Newhart, but not the one prior to.
I could tell because we talked about it and you were familiar with it and liked it.
Tom Poston and that Larry Darrell and Darrell thing was cool too, that they said that
it was funny to the audience, so they kept bringing
live audience in front of them and stuff, and that they tried to like get him to undo his, not do his stammer for timing,
he said,
time
sorry,
reasons.
But that's how
and
I
said,
talk. Yeah. I'm Bob Newhart. Do you know who I'm talking?
I know.
But,
you don't button down to button down, man.
And it also cemented the so-called myth that if once you got on Carson, you made it. Because
Ray Romano, he got on Carson, and 1 week later, he had a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was concerned about reading other people's lines. And I could imagine if you're a comedian who has ultimate freedom to just do your jokes and do whatever you write, and then all of a sudden, every week, you're reading someone else's jokes. And you're like, I could write funnier than that. But yeah, that was a good watch. I actually recorded it so I could watch it later, maybe, because I was kind of busy when it was on. But
yeah, and that's an ongoing series, and they have, I guess next time it's going to be like the doctor medical shows and stuff. And OPB has some cool programming.
Porn stars that crossed over.
That Sherlock show that they had wasn't that bad either. Yeah. I watched a couple of those via the Netflix.
Right on. And I got to experience something that I really don't know if I ever have. Maybe. I went to a sold-out show at the Wow Hall. It was a comedy show. Dude, music shows rarely sell out there anymore.
Mosey Kasher
sold out. Moshe Kasher, yeah, sold out. It was a great show. I had to stand. I got there at about a half an hour before the show started, and all the seats were full, and I counted chairs by counting this many going that way and this many. There was like, oddly enough, 420 chairs.
So how many, that sounds about right for their seated capacity.
Yeah, but there was people standing all around. He made a joke about that because he was doing some crowd work at first.
I think it's like maybe up to 600 with standing room.
Yeah, with a bar too. And he looked out to see where the person he was talking to was sitting, and he's like, oh, I forgot, it's Eugene. Show's sold out. Oh, I'll just crisscross applesauce on the floor. And he sat down on the stage. Hey, bro, what's up? Eugene.
How many Jewish jokes did he do?
He did a few.
How many Jewish people were in the audience?
There was a few. The Gina Ginsburg that opened and hosted the show, she's Jewish for sure. She makes fun of her Jewish
grandma. Was Seth there?
Seth? Oh, yeah. He was there. I saw all the Eugene comics. And,
right on.
Yeah, Mike McGowan was down there. I didn't see Max Brockman. I think he had prior commitments.
Did you ask Seth about his podcast?
What podcast?
No, the one I used to do.
No, you know that we were the last guests ever, and so now the top episode, awesome. We killed them. The top episode on like Stitcher and all those, it always says sweet. Terry Guile and Dustin Gatchel. You can read that everywhere. So, yeah, well, I don't know what happened. Dylan Flynn, his partner, and the you of our team, you know, the guy that uploads all the stuff and does all the stuff that sometimes the comedians aren't that smart enough or don't want to figure out how to do. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. They had somewhat of a falling out. I don't know if it was mean falling out or just a simple disagreement or if he just recessed. He's recently been tweeting a little bit and putting some Facebook jokey jokes on, but I haven't seen Dylan, and he used to do all the open mics. He even started an open mic at a laundromat. And then he did Oregon's Last Comedian Standing and got through last year, and I didn't get through. And so I thought he was going to keep doing comedy. I don't know. You know, a lot of the comics suffer from panic and anxiety and stuff like that. So
maybe you feel you're stretching yourself too thin, you know.
And social anxiety, it gets to be a big amount of people that when you go out, like when I go out, you see so many people that you know from the scene, and it's just pretty overwhelming. You know, and especially if you're kind of a homebody and maybe a little bit, not saying that Dylan is any of these things, but if you're a little agoraphobic, you don't like to leave the house, you're a little bit socially inept, it's hard. That's why a lot of comics just come, do their time, and leave, or sit in the corner, and everybody goes, that guy's a dick. No, he's fucked up in the head. Fucking have some fucking sympathy for him. He can't interact with people. It's lucky he's getting up on stage and talking in front of strangers, because that's fucking weird if you have a problem, too. But yeah, so it was a good time.
Well, you're assuming people are being a dick, you know? I mean,
yeah.
That's another level.
See, and that's one thing I didn't know. Back to Moshe. I didn't know that he grew up in Oakland and was like a gangbanger kind of, and like was in rehab by the time he was 14 and stuff like that.
With his grandma?
His mom. His dad and mom separated, and they were from New York.
Oh, that gangbang with his grandma.
In Oakland, bro. Grew up with... No, he didn't gangbang his grandma. That's gross. I don't know if
like
they do
that John Valby song.
I know. That's gross, though. Gangbang grandma. And then after he separated from... and went with his mom, then his dad became a full... what do you call it? The Jewish that are fully...
circumcised?
No. With the get-up and the fucking
curls.
Oh,
the hair, the curls.
They're called
the
something... some Yiddish name.
I don't know what it would be.
Yeah.
Hebrew?
No, it's called...
That's cool. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
He's full-on into the religion and all the...
He explained it as the farthest out from normal civilization of the Jews that there are. He goes, that's the one that my dad joined and he married into. And Hasidic.
All right.
It just came to me. Hasidic. So he was talking about, you know, his...
an orange. It's Hasidic.
Yeah, it's Hasidic, but it's spelled like with a KC. It's weird, but it was a good show. It was a good show. Enough about that. I'm glad that people are bringing comedy and that people are going to see comedy. I heard that neighbor's son, Matt, went to see Anthony Jeselnik last week.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
That was a pretty good show as well.
I bet
so
that would be.
Comedy coming in. And, did you hear
some funny stuff?
Who the two guests on Portlandia were last week? I told my wife, you're never going to guess who's going to be on Portlandia, and she guessed.
Piper.
She guessed, dude. That's what should give it away a little bit. I said, you're never going to guess who's going to be on Portlandia, and she said,
Hello Kitty.
That's close, but a person. No,
if
that's,
Hello Kitty was a person.
Because that's her favorite.
That guy that was on Powder.
No, he's a band guy.
Now I'm thinking Josh Homme.
Yep, Josh Homme was Carrie's gay brother.
I remember seeing something.
He's like, hi, sis. And so guess who his boyfriend was? Another one you're never going to get. Never. Unless you saw it.
Rainn Wilson.
That's really close, but not. Nick Swardson.
Oh, all right.
So they come in, and they're thinking that since they're gay, they'll probably clean up the house really good and maybe help them redecorate and make their house look better. Well, instead, they were just total slobs, left pizza all over, played Xbox, and sleeping, and And then they're sleeping. They're like, do you think they're really gay? Because they're really slobby. And they didn't help us at all cleaning up. And then they went somewhere and came back. And they had cleaned up and redecorated. And they're like, oh, my God. And Swartzen was talking with the lisp, kind of like the gay cop on Reno 911 mm-hmm. that he used to play. And they're like, did you have that lisp before? And he's like, yeah, I've had this lisp ever since I was born. But they weren't talking like that the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, sis, I just heard you talking about us and saying that we were bad gays because we weren't cleaning up. And we just wanted you to know that we're good gays. And we cleaned up and we redecorated. And it's like, you don't have to talk like that. Like, oh, really? We don't have to talk? Oh, good. Awesome. Cool, brah. And then he started talking like Swartzen again. It's like they thought that you had to talk gay and, mm-hmm. and be clean and redecorate. And they're like, oh, cool. And she's like, I love you, Nick. And he's like, gross.
You have to adhere to the stereotypes for your people.
It was pretty funny because they're talking about canceling the gay parade, mm-hmm. the great gay pride parade, because gays aren't nothing special anymore because they're just like everybody else.
You know what? I'm going to say, I'm speaking of nothing special, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Say it, dude.
Butterfinger Reese's.
Mm.
Nothing special.
Oh, okay. I like them. They're special to me.
Are they?
You want to fight?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just.
Dude, what is what? It's just a Butterfinger with a different kind of chocolate in a square.
And it's softer, though. It's not so hard and crunchy. It's smooth and creamy a little bit with a little bit of crunch.
It needs that layer of peanut butter, just a small little layer of the Reese's peanut butter, I think.
But it's not a Reese's product. Reese's product.
It's just a Butterfinger cup?
Yep, that's exactly
so
what
it is. So it's just a square Butterfinger.
I just disregard what it's shaped
like. They're all right.
Like.
They're a good Butterfinger.
I like
I'm not saying it's a bad product.
I think I just like them because they're new, and I used to like Butterfingers, but as I've gotten older, my teeth can't really mm-hmm. handle the crispity crunch of a fucking Butterfinger mm-hmm. like Homer. So, you know,
so now you let people put their hands on your Butterfinger? You don't mind it so much?
Yeah, just keep your hands off my butt.
I only had one package. They're all right.
I've liked them enough that I've bought them several times, and I usually don't buy candy bars, but Butterfinger.
All right. I've had those kind of things, though. I like the Fast Break. Those I bought those for a while.
I've seen them a lot, but I never
tried them.
I might have tried them, but not lately, not recently enough to know if I remember that I like them or not.
It's like a softer Reese's in a bar form.
Huh?
It's like a Fast Break, man. When you need a fast break, you know, sometimes you're gonna go an alley oop.
Yeah.
On a fast break. Speaking of which, it's playoff season with the hockey and the basketball.
Dude, as much as I don't care about basketball, I was curious when I finally found out the other day that that was down to the final, 16?
We've always been huge Blazer fans.
They're number 5 in our division. Mm-hmm. They're doing good this year.
Well, they were, after like the first half of the season, they were the best team in the league. And then they had a little fall slide when... Lamdridge, as I call him, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, yeah.
I like to nickname him Lamdridge because I want that to catch on.
Okay. Right on.
But
Lamdridge.
Yep, Lamdridge, he got injured, and he was out for a while, and then they kind of skid. But they got other superstars, too. They got young players.
And I was also stoked to see no Lakers, but Clippers and Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened?
You can't name a team Warriors. Isn't that an Indian mascot?
Well, did the Lebanon High School have to change theirs yet?
I think they might have. I don't know.
But yeah, no Lakers.
They might be able to, though. There was some sort of exception rule that they were thrown around for. Because, you know, a warrior isn't necessarily an Indian. There's lots of types of warriors.
Oh, yeah. There's ninja warriors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was trying to remember, you know, we were talking about sports.
Basketball. And
we've had about enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah. All right.
I thought someone died. Who died? Oh, breaking news. Nelson Mandela.
Yep.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
No, someone else died recently. I just heard
about
it.
Not Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, she's coming back. Dude,
number
just like
two,
Jesus.
Doubtfire part two.
It's just like Jesus yesterday coming back from the dead.
He found that he wanted to keep on cross-dressing the whole time and been doing it closetly.
And then putting out ads on Craigslist to come clean people's closets, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's how he words it, too. Cleaning closets.
This is Doubtfire up for hire, cleaning your closet since 1992, or whenever he got found out by his family. His kids grew up and all killed themselves because of the emotional damage to them, seeing their father dressed up in a nanny suit. And see, if you go see the show and it's different than that, that's because they refused our ideas.
They always refuse.
I know. So you know that thing? I don't know if you've ever wore a tuxedo because the prom time's coming up here pretty soon.
Oh.
And you know what that thing is that goes around your waist?
Mm-hmm. The cummerbund?
Yeah, how'd you say it?
Cummerbund?
Yeah.
Come on.
All of my life.
That's where they catch
you. Dude, I'm going to blow you.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going to blow your mind. All right. Of my life. All my life, I thought that it was cummerbund, but it's cummerbund.
Yeah, cummerbund.
Cummer.
Mm-hmm.
Cummerbund. Mm-hmm. Only
it's
one
B. It's kind of silent. The B is supposed to be silent.
No, there's a bund on the end, but everybody says cummerbund. Everybody says cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
There's only one B. It's cummerbund. Cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
That sounds weird.
Cummerbund.
I come on her butt.
But yeah,
it
because
means waistband.
C-U-M.
Merbund.
Cummer. Yeah, it's a waistband where you catch the cum.
Cummerbund.
When you pull it out of a vagina.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is, and that's why it's
I just wanted to share that because it's pronounced cummerbund, if anyone was wondering, and if you've ever
Or you use it to wipe it off.
Cummer.
Yeah.
Hey, you a cummer? Here, wipe it off with this bund.
Yep.
Which is like Latin or something for band.
I always thought that was funny, though, that you'd throw something that was for prom with the name cum right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how's a kid going to prom not going to make jokes about that?
Yeah. Hey, what do you got on your cummerbund?
Nah.
Maybe that's why they always said, that's why they always put the B in there, because the kids would have made too much fun of it. Oh, cummerbund. I got a cummerbund. Speaking of prom, they're selling fucking chicken corsages at the KFC in Louisville. Yep. Louisville.
They're only selling 100 of them, though.
I know. They're $20.
But then you got to buy the chicken drumstick.
What?
Yeah, it only comes with a band to hold the chicken, and then it comes with a coupon so you can go and get your chicken when you're ready. Otherwise,
The corsage costs $20, and you get a $5 KFC gift check to purchase the chicken.
And so it costs $5 for a chicken drumstick these days?
You can also get it adorned with baby's breath.
Or in a mashed potato tiara.
with
gravy shampoo.
If you prefer, you can get one of those bowls. What do they call it? It's just everything mixed together.
The chicken, potato, and corn thing?
No, it's just, it's chicken. It's everything they have just fucking...
in a bowl.
Some gravy and some mashed potatoes.
That's a graveyard, isn't it?
It's called a something bowl.
Would be awesome, though, to have a restaurant called Graveyard, because it wasn't that one you'd get a drink.
Yeah, you just have some Dr. Pepper, some Mountain Dew, some Pepsi, and
everything that's
Sprite.
On the tap. And then when they came out, they started coming out with
lemonade,
like the Nipton, Lipton, Nipton.
Nipsey Russell's iced tea.
Nipsey Russell's iced tea, dude. That would be awesome.
There should be a tour with Nipsey and iced tea from that show, CSI. They could have Nipsey Russell on CSI with iced tea. Welcome to Nipsey Russell's iced tea hour. With Nipsey and Ice.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I don't think I'd be...
Then they got the Lipton, right? They started coming out with that on the tap, and the Gatorade, and Graveyards were nasty that, man.
Couldn't handle it.
And so...
Like, oh no, this one has Powerade and Country Time Lemonade.
That Graveyard sucks. But now they do that with food, I think. You just go to a buffet, and they throw all their food onto a plate. Here you go, have the Graveyard.
I'm going to try that the next time I go to a buffet. Instead of keeping anything separate, I'm just going to... Do you have big bowls? they're like, don't talk to me like that. I do have big bowls, but I don't talk about it at my job. It's like, well, I've got big bowls. I'd like to put all of your food in a bunch of big bowls and then lick the bowls clean. Who says bowls? What? There's an accent where they say bowls. I've got big balls. Oh, yeah, other breaking news. I forgot about that. Speaking of big balls, did you guys hear? Look into the eyes of shut the fuck up.
I'm looking into the eyes of big balls.
Malcolm Young. He's getting old.
He is, but they're not breaking up.
No, he had a stroke, though.
What?
Yeah, 2 months ago he had a stroke.
Stroke of genius.
He had a stroke.
Of genius.
He had a stroke.
Of genius.
He had a stroke. Stroke.
Now, is he the real genius behind AC/DC?
Unbeknownst to me, yes, he is. I found out that Angus was always in the spotlight because of the schoolboy suit and the lead guitar solos.
He's the antics.
Yeah.
But he was
Malcolm
antic.
Wrote all the shit. And he was the one who started the band, and it was all Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost died. And he can't play his guitar.
When
like
did
he
they
used
start
to.
Playing guitar together? Because they're brothers, and they're both guitarists. I mean, at what point did Angus go, dude, you take rhythm, I'm going to take lead? At what point do you think that conversation came up for them?
Probably pretty young. I don't know the whole backstory.
Young. I get it.
I was way young. And George Young, their other brother.
Really?
Not the guy from fucking Blow.
But what did he play?
He didn't. He was like a manager dude. He was like the business.
He's always like, I'm going to make money out of
you guys. And then I want to sell some coke and buy big houses and fly to Columbia and meet the guy. So he's the one that talked him in. Because first they were kind of glammy. They had flared pants and tall boots, and they had a different singer besides Bon Scott, which I recently found out, named Dale Evans, which isn't that Trigger. What's that guy? Dale Evans. Happy Trails. What's that guy's
do
name?
Do you?
What's that guy's name? What's that guy that sang Happy Trails? What's that guy? What's that guy's name? What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
You do.
Roy Clark.
Yeah, no.
Roy. Roy.
And, Roy. And Dale Evans. Rogers.
Rogers.
Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Yep.
So his wife.
Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers' wife was. She was the original singer for AC/DC.
I used to sing that song at work all the time with a dude.
Happy Trails.
Yep.
Because how's of Van Halen?
No, it's.
Van Halen.
Dale. I used to work with at work.
Dale Evans?
No, he was an older dude and he was goofy. And all that I'd have to do is. So boom ba dee da at work, and then he would sing the song from there.
Oh, cool!
Until it was done, or
it's kind of like Cartman with that stick song.
Or he would, you'd get him started on some. What's that one where she comes around the mountain?
Oh, she'll be coming around the mountain.
Sing a bar of that, and he'll take it off from there and sing it for the next half hour. And in return, that would drive Jerry nuts. And so there was a whole dynamic there.
Well, yeah, there should have been someone there where you could just say, I'm sailing away, and then he has to sing the entire song. When that's a 6-minute song, sometimes he sings it really fast just to get through it, but that's too funny.
Dude, I had a list of some things here. What do you call those one things list, that we talk list, about list, from time list, to time? List, it starts list. With the word, the letter M.
List, 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 list.
And it's
list.
About songs. When they sound like something, they're not. The lyrics.
Oh.
Memes.
A meme?
Isn't that what a meme is?
No. It's a mondegreen.
A mondegreen.
It does start with an M, and it has an eme on the end of it. Yeah, mondegreen.
Here's a few.
Okay.
I'm just going to go through these and see if the you know maybe of... even the real lyrics, or maybe you have your own little thing here.
I have a lot of mondegreens, especially.
These are just 10 of them that I'll. How about ABBA and Dancing Queen?
Well, see, a lot of them I'll know what they really say, but I'll also know a mondegreen, but then having a Weird Al kind of brain.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like you
sure.
and I both do. But what do you got? What's the, I know Dancing Queen.
See That Girl. How's it go from there? You know that? The real lyric is See That Girl, Watch That Scene. Queen. Dig the Dancing Queen.
I don't know the lyrics to that too much. I did listen to some ABBA as a child in the 70s, but didn't really, never had any of their stuff.
22% of the people thought that they said, See That Girl, Watch Her Scream, Kicking the Dancing Queen.
Wow, that's violent, dude.
I know, isn't
it? That's awesome.
I didn't know that one either. And so I thought that was interesting. Some of these I didn't remember.
See
I'd never heard of that.
Suck my ween, she's a dancing queen. I'm having the time of my life. Speaking of Queen,
that came in number two with 18% on the song We Will Rock You.
Bloody you are old man, old man, standing with a wave, gonna be a big man someday. I don't even know what I said.
Kicking your can all over the place.
Oh, yeah. So they say, they think it said, kick because you can.
Nope, I'm kicking your cat all over the place.
Oh, that's rude, dude.
I know.
I kicked the dog and said, let's go. I'm kicking your cat all over the place.
That'd be just whack, right? Because what's the line right before that?
Well,
something about disgrace?
Yeah, yeah. You got mud on your face. You're a big disgrace, so I'm kicking your cat off. And then we will rock you because they're celebrating. They're like, rap! It's like,
what?
We will rock you, and we don't like
I really like this song, except for where he wants to kick my cat all over the place.
Yeah, I heard that PETA really came down for that song. He's like, what are you guys? You're gay, and you're kicking cats all over the place? He's like, yeah, because I hate pussy. I just love dick in my ass and in my mouth. Give me some AIDS. But I'm kicking your cat all over the place, singing, we will kick your cat. Yeah, that's a good... I never knew that anyone would think that you're kicking your cat all over the place.
I never thought that either.
Because I used to play kick the can as a kid. A lot of kids play kick the can from the ghetto. You know, what's this game? Oh, you just kick a can around in the yard or a parking lot. Uh-huh. And how do you win? Is there a goal? No, you just kick it. You try to kick it away from the other kid.
I thought that was like before even radio, right?
Because
you had TV, before TV, kids
kicked cans.
You'd roll a
wheel with a stick. Remember that? That's what my dad used to do. He said he would take a wheel and he would roll it down the road with a stick. And I'm like, for what? And he's like, it was just something fun to do. I was like, you didn't have a bike, you could put two wheels and ride on, and that way you don't have to walk. He's like, no, we're just rolling a wheel down the road with a stick. I'm like, that's awesome. We kick cans on the street.
If you had another wheel in there, though, you could have a skateboard.
See,
you,
now maybe
you have to balance on the stick.
Maybe because Freddie was gay, the gay people were. I know I'm crying too. We're wiping tears. Maybe because Freddie Mercury was gay, the gays referred to your ass as a can a lot. It's like, wow, look at the can on that guy. So he's just kicking your ass all over the place, I think.
That's where the can ass.
That's
came.
Right. It's like, I'm gonna throw a bundle of sticks at you. Light you on fire, you flaming faggot, and I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick your can all over the place, and then I'm going to say, "We will rock you," because we've paid our dues. And somehow, I wonder if those songs were written back to back, or if he just the producer said, "Okay, we will rock you. And we're the champions because we kicked your can. We kicked your can all over the place."
I think that was radio executives that put that song together, wasn't it?
Well, it was on the album,
certainly, but I don't think it was ever intended as a radio hit to be played together, was it?
I think just because We Will Rock You was so short. That was a short song. It was like a minute and a half, and it didn't really even have a take. It didn't turn into a song, so... You know what I mean? It was just like the start of a song, and you're like, all right, this is going to rock. And we're like, oh, no. There's a piano and some gay dude singing, I've paid my dues. I've kicked my can all over the place.
It is an intro to an album-ish song.
It is. I love that. That's a good one. And I was just thinking about some other Queen songs like Get Down, Make Love, which probably has a Mondegreen in it as well. But yeah, I've never heard
every
of it.
Song can.
Of course.
If you're Weird Al-ish in there. What about Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer? You've heard that song
a
time or two.
That's Tommy works at Bonner all night, the diner.
So, whoa.
We're halfway there.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make a difference.
If we're naked or not?
Yep, that's
okay,
it.
That's the Mondegreen. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Yep. 12%. We're that dirty-minded.
Yeah.
Because that's what it comes down to.
Well,
right? It's your imagination
era,
replacing words that you don't know.
Plus that era, all those guys look like chicks anyway. And it would make a difference if you were naked or not, because we probably wouldn't be watching the video.
This might have been an ironic song before that one ironic song by Alison Morissette.
Alison. Alana song.
Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Fucked
like
for
a
the
virgin touched for the
fairy murph time?
31st time.
Oh, the 31st time.
I know. How's that like a virgin?
Well, it's not, I guess. Maybe they just touched her. But the 31st time, he actually broke through the hymen. He's like, I'm breaking through the hymen. It took me 32 pokes.
Yeah.
He's like, one, two. I'm lucky to be able to go 32 pokes. It's like a two-pump chump.
What about the monkeys? I'm a believer. Then I saw her face.
Now I'm Justin Bieber.
Nope. No, that's a good one, though. Now I'm going to leave her.
Oh, and I saw her face. Now I'm going to leave her. Yeah, that could be good. Neil Diamond was kind of a dick about that. You know?
Yep. I think did he write that?
Yeah, he did write that.
What?
Yeah.
I'm no longer a believer.
Just listen to...
Well, how many monkey songs
just
were
listen
written by monkeys?
None of them. That was a fake band.
Well, I thought musicians eventually became... They did their own stuff, though, didn't they?
Real accomplished musicians tried out for the monkeys and got turned down because
they
were act like Stephen Stills. They said, no, you're too good. We don't want you to play... We just want you to act like you're playing.
Yeah, they didn't know that some musicians could act, too.
I heard that Glenn Campbell performed a lot of the music for the Monkees. He was a studio musician, and he now can't remember who he is. He has Alzheimer's disease. And
Stephen Stills?
No, Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
You know Southern Nights guy?
And Southern Nights!
Southern Nights.
That's
fucking 70s bullshit. But he was in the Beach Boys and had a big country career. But anyway, we're talking about Mondegreen.
Do you know who Johnny Nash is?
Sounds familiar, but I know Johnny Cash.
He can see clearly now.
Oh, no. Is that... Not Johnny Nash, is it?
Johnny Nash, I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad had that on an 8-track.
The people thought that...
I can see all passages in my way.
People thought that...
Queerly?
He can see clearly now because Lorraine was gone.
Oh, well, that's weird because that's where my wife is with Lorraine right
now.
Really? Yeah, so I can see clear because my wife is with Lorraine gone. Lorraine is... That sounds just like it, actually.
What about Rihanna, We Found Love? You know that song?
I don't know any
I don't know
Rihanna.
Either.
Okay, let's skip it.
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. You know that one. Everybody knows that one, right?
Well, there are several of them.
Kiss this guy.
Or Kiss This Guy. Or kiss this fly.
Kiss This Fly? Yeah. Why would he kiss a fly?
Well, that was in Cheech and Chong with that guy that makes the black dude that makes all the noises. He's all... Excuse me, while I kiss this fly, help me! And he grabs the fly, and they're tripping on acid or some shit. He's like, "Hey, thank you very much." He pretends he's Jimi Hendrix. That guy's a stand-up comedian touring now. Sound effect guy. Somebody tried to tell Farmer Tape. You know that scene where that guy's making all the sound effects in the welfare office on Cheech and Chong, and that old guy's laughing hysterically at him.
Mm-hmm.
That old guy's like 80, and he's like. And that black guy's pretending that Cocaine's a little baby, and then he's doing all these weird noises.
Mm-hmm.
And the old man is laughing hysterically. John's neighbor told him that that guy got paid $100,000 for that role, which is a total lie. That he probably didn't even get paid. He was an extra. He didn't
that
even
movie probably
speak.
Didn't have that much on the books.
Not then, no, but it's a multi-million seller now. But yeah. Is there any Mondegreens and Cheech and Chong song?
What about Starship?
We bit this titty.
No, that's not all. But what did they build their city on? That could be endless.
Cock and balls.
Mm-hmm.
Or we built it on a rocky road. We built this city on a rocky road.
Now, does that mean it had a lot of gravel, or does that mean it had marshmallows and chocolate?
We built this city on a big pile of rocky road candy bars and ice cream. Now, which came first, the rocky road candy bar or the ice cream? Probably the candy bar, huh? Dog penis sure. Lipstick debate comes to mind.
We built this city on logs and coal.
Well, that's weird.
It is.
That makes no sense at all. Well, we built this city. We got 8 minutes. That doesn't mean anything to you guys, but it's going to be an 8:40 minute in about 8 minutes. So, any more, Mondies?
Maybe. How about R.E.M. Sidewinder sleeps tonight.
Yeah.
You know that song?
I only know radio hits by R.E.M. because they put me to sleep. They give me rapid eye movement. It's like, like a man in the moon. Is he goofing on Elvis? I'm almost glad Kurt Cobain killed himself or got shot, because he was set to work with Michael Stipe, and that would have just been horrendous, I'm sure. Michael Stipe and Kurt Cobain live at the fucking Casablanca Hotel.
What about Nirvana, their lyric, here we are now, entertain us. I'm surprised your general average person even knew what that... What
there's a lot of Mondegreens.
Any of that is, but here we are now, what?
Every Nirvana song has like 10 Mondegreens in it because he's so ill-spoken. Here we are now.
In containers.
Oh. Okay. I feel stupid. And complain. Blah. Yeah. I never heard that before. I never even thought of here we are now in containers.
Me neither.
In containers. In containers.
What about Staying Alive by Bee Gees? You got any for that one?
So the real words are, whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive. Is that the
one? Well, staying alive, staying alive, just that part.
Staying alive. Staying alive. It's like Mad Gabs.
Just, what about Staking a Knife?
Huh?
So what was the first part of that song? Was first
whether
part?
You're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staking a knife. What the fuck does that even mean?
Why would people think that?
Is that what it said? I thought you made that one up.
No, staking a knife. Staking a knife.
Well, maybe they were hungry when they heard it. Whether you're a mother or whether you're a brother, you're staking a knife. That's totally psycho, dude. That's psychotic. That's something a crazy person would say or think. I got to say that on stage because people will laugh so hard. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staking a knife, staking a knife. You got to choose one. Which is going to be? Staking a knife, staking a knife. Are you going to be
that
the cutter?
That would be tough if you had to choose one, steak and a knife.
That's like a bug in a windshield. Sometimes you're the steak and sometimes you're the knife. Steak and a knife. Steak and a knife. What about Kiss? I was made for loving you. Or Cold Gin Time Again. That has one in it, doesn't it? Well, my head is broken. I'm so tired. He says his heater's broke, but I thought I used to think he said his head's broken. He's so tired. He's got to get down to the liquor store.
The real lyric is that his heater's broke? Yeah, I thought that was the Mondegreen.
That's the first line of the song. And he says it like a monster, too. Well, my heater's broken. I'm so tired.
Why would he say that?
Because he needs some fuel to fuel the fire. Yeah.
Might not, but those two things, they don't really have much to do with each other.
Staking a knife. Staking a knife. Ooh, whether you're a sister or whether you're a blister, you're staking a knife. Staking a knife. Oh, man, this has been a comedic. Oh, wait. We got 4 minutes.
What do you got 4 minutes for?
It's going to be 420 at 420.
Oh.
420. And it's really 421 for the listeners. So at 421, you guys should spark it up. But yeah. We got 4 minutes.
Hopefully you started this episode at 3-something.
Yeah, like so you can be ready for it.
Yep. On the third lion's roar, isn't it? Or is it the second lion's roar?
The second.
When you sync up. When do you start?
Right after the third one.
The third one.
Because it does a rawr, and then it does a rawr, and then it does a rawr, and then he kind of goes.
So is it the third one? And the
it's
is
right
it the
after
rawr, rawr, rawr.
It's right after the very third one.
Or rawr, 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 rawr.
Why don't people ever say that? They always say like the very first one, but they don't ever say like the very third one.
I know.
It's right after the very third one.
What if is it different if you have a downloaded copy and it doesn't have those space gaps that the CD does or the tape?
And is it different if your record player plays just a little bit? Yeah. And how do you talk?
How do you flip it over?
And on a record player, how do you tell right when the song starts? Because it starts with a heartbeat faint. So you'd have to do it on CD. You'd have to do it on CD.
I know, which didn't exist in 77 when they supposedly wrote it to sync it to...
74.
Yeah.
73, I think, is when they wrote it.
They did write it in 73 because they got a 73 copy from Live in Japan when they played that and some extra stuff.
Well, well. So is that the end of your Mondegreen list?
Yeah.
I know there were some a lot of Van Halen ones. I used to think in Running with the Devil, and this never made any sense to me. Ain't got no love, no love you call Rio. Uh-huh. I was like, what does Rio have? Why? Who? What is Rio? Mm-hmm. And somebody said, no, he's just saying real.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not saying real. He's saying Rio.
I always thought that's just how he said real.
Well, I learned that, but yeah. I just as a kid, yeah. You know, I was like
for sure,
nine.
For sure, but I always pronounced it Rio, but always kind of knew that, you know.
See, as a kid,
but
maybe I didn't
L
know
at the
that
end. Real.
I could never hear his L.
Yeah.
I'd like, No Love You Call, a Duran Duran song. Her name is Rio, and she dances.
Dude, I don't know how far your game show watching goes, but the other day on Wheel of Fortune, Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran was a puzzle.
I don't watch that very much, but did you hear about that idiot that lost?
Dude, I saw that episode in real time as it happened.
Did you shit a little in your pants? Did you go, what?
I only saw the third time that he screwed up when he said...
A chili?
No, I didn't see that part. I saw one that... Two that he said. One was dice and dicey on and
oh,
when
no.
It was decision.
No, it was dice roll.
He said something, yeah, funky when it was decision, and I thought, well, nerves. And then I saw something else that he did, and I just kept thinking it was nerves because
he was,
you
like,
know, it's a young kid fucking there trying to win.
It wasn't dice roll, but it was some word that's made it like a compound word that's not really a compound
dicey
word.
On or something. It wasn't even close.
He's like, snap dice
you,
on.
How much can you chop up to nerves, though? Do you think?
Well,
just a,
he's a college
a dude
student,
who'd...
and you read it, and it says Achilles. If you know Achilles tendon or the Achilles from the German Roman,
sure, yeah. If you read the Odyssey, which I did, in fucking
I didn't,
high
but
school.
I know Achilles, and I know how to spell it. I'm 40, but 45, but whatever. Yeah, that mm-hmm. was weird. Yeah, so yeah, I don't watch any Wheel of Fortune. I don't know why.
I do sometimes.
No
I'm
Jeopardy.
Pretty good at Wheel of Fortune.
I'm pretty good at it, too, I would say, but not good at Jeopardy at all.
Jeopardy's got some tough... If you got a category down.
Okay, it's 420, 420.
If you know about a category going on, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you know what a category... But
like if it was singers in the 70s.
Yeah, bands from
rock singers from the 70s. I mean...
Bands from the 70s with Eric Clapton in there.
Yeah, or if it was Black Jeopardy...
Black Jeopardy. I know my black
it's
history.
Bad on SNL.
That was funny, dude.
With a Louis C.K. as yeah. one of the contestants.
He's like, and I'm not sure why you're on here. He's like, I teach African American history at the University of fucking.
I thought
blah,
I'd
blah,
just
blah.
Give it a try.
I heard some of my two favorite I like my blank like I like my blank jokes the other day.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was, I like my coffee. Wait, I like,
you like
my
your woman like you like your coffee?
I like my coffee like I like my slaves.
Oh, yeah.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, guy got in trouble for putting it in his bar. I like my beer like I like my violence. Domestic. He got fired.
That is pretty rough, though.
A dude in Philly, he had one
I mean,
of those rights.
It's funny, but it's, you know, somebody's going to get offended
they're
by
like,
that.
They're like, I'm a victim of domestic violence and I like to drink Coors mm-hmm. Light. That's not funny. Yeah, right outside a sports bar called Barley.
Barley.
Barly. Right. So they had an A-frame sign containing a Heineken Light beer logo inscribed with the message, I like my beer like I like my violence, .. domestic. It sparked so much controversy over the weekend that the jokester got fired from his job.
What?
Yep. You don't want to joke around unless you're a comedian. I like my coffee like I like my slaves. Black and chained up to the horses.
With a Viking hat.
I'm going to buy you, or for sale. That's why I like it. For sale. I want to buy some. And speaking of racism and just funny shit like that, have you ever heard of the town Castrillo Matajudios, Spain? It might be Castrillo Matajudios.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
You know what that means in American talk?
I do, but go ahead and tell me.
It means kill Jews.
What?
Yeah, there's a town in Spain. It's called Killjews, Spain.
Uh-huh.
Ever since the Spanish Inquisition, they finally may be changing their town's name back to what it really was, which is Castrillo Mota de Judios, which means Jew's Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it got changed
to... Castrillo is still mean Castrillo Jew's Hill.
Kill Jews.
Yep. But they had two massacres in that area, though.
Yeah, they
two
say...
Two Jewish massacres, which explains why there's only 60 people residing there today.
Right. The residents often say killing Jews when they are referring to traditional drinking of lemonade spiked with alcohol at festivals held in city squares on Easter, mm-hmm. which is today. Well, mm-hmm. yesterday for you listeners, but... That's what they call it when they're drinking spiked lemonade. We're just mm-hmm. killing Jews.
They also are voting.
You call it killing Jews.
Another one of the options when they vote, they can call it Jonah Hill.
So if a Mexican comes up to you and he's truly Spanish.
He's a Jewish hill.
He probably is. But if a Mexican comes up and says, hey, man, you want to go kill some Jews? It just means that he wants to go drink some lemonade spiked with alcohol at a festival on
yeah.
Easter.
Well, that's how they massacred the Jews, I think.
Oh.
That's why they call it that.
Yeah.
I just assume that.
There's casual racism in Spain that no one here seems to notice, but it's quite shocking to any outsiders,
mm-hmm.
said Jewy Jewerson from the Spain. There's only 12,000 Jews in Spain now compared to 290,000 in the UK and 478,000 Jews in France. That's a lot of fucking Jews, dude. I wonder if they're Hasidic.
I wonder if they have a Jews bar.
Yeah, that's where they drink their lemonade. That's why I thought they were just like knocking back some brews,
mm-hmm.
killing some Jews. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like you killed that beer when you slammed, you drank it all, so you killed it. Killing juice. Like you're drinking some lemon juice. I killed some juice. And if you ever said it, you could say, no, I said juice. I just talk weird. Like
maybe that's what they meant when they tried to name the town. They wanted to kill juice.
Yeah, like a juice harp.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call it a juice harp when I was a kid because I thought, I don't know, you had to have some saliva in your mouth or something.
Mm-hmm. It's not a juice harp. It's a
Jews
harp.
It's a Jews harp. It's for Jewish people. The Jews are the people that used to play. It's a Jews harp. You didn't
that's
know that?
Because they didn't want to spend the money to buy a more
well,
nicer
they
instrument.
They bought it and they tried to return it and they wouldn't take it back because it's a mouth instrument. They're like, no, you slobbered your Jewish slob all over it. Slobbering Jew. You're slobbering Jew.
Did you know the Blue Oyster Cult song, Seasons Don't Fear the Reaper? Some people thought Jesus don't fear the Reaper.
Oh. Well, he probably doesn't. Because he came back and
I know. Why do they need to tell him not to?
See, speaking of it being Easter yesterday, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, and I don't want to get too religious on you, but Jesus rose from the dead on whatever day it was. Sometimes it's April 20th. Sometimes it's March 25th. It's somewhere in between the month, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it says in the Bible when Jesus rose from the dead, he defeated Satan. Now, what does that mean to you if someone has been defeated?
Well, it depends. Is it like a life or death thing? Is it to the death? Was
yeah,
it a battle to the death, or was it like a boxing match?
I guess he didn't kill Satan.
Well, he's no longer in
power,
charge.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would think that if Jesus has already defeated Satan, why do we have to worry about him, and why does he still make bad things happen to us? Jesus. Jesus and rice.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, man, I almost
well,
forgot.
According to the storyline in Supernatural, if you watch that show at all, which I know you don't, which is a pretty far-fetched storyline, the latest episode, they were talking about how it's because it makes for good writing. It makes for a good story. There has to be a villain if
of
there's a
there
hero.
Does. There also has to be a romantic
and
interest.
And so I want you to take all these people, I need you to build an army of villains. They'll die, but I'll save a spot for you.
Yeah.
It just makes for a good story.
Yeah, it does make for a good story. Hey, I don't want to forget this because we usually do on Mondays for some reason, but don't forget about Pizza Now. Those guys
Pizza
are awesome.
Pizza Now, dude. I love those guys.
Yep. They are way better than like Domino's or Little Caesars or any of those pieces of shit.
Corner Hill and Queen in Albany.
That's right. 928-0900. Did you hear about the new Domino's pizza? It's got chicken for crust.
That sounds nasty.
I know. It doesn't have a dough. It just has chicken.
I want cookie dough inside my crust.
Their new slogan is "Failure is an option."
Domino's?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Pizza Now's where I go.
Yeah. So failure is not an option with them. They aim to please always, but this is just so weird. Their new specialty chicken, not Pizza Now, but Domino's. Don't go there because this just sounds gross. It's called Pizza Chicken.
I don't like it.
We are proud.
I've been to Domino's since I first went to Pizza Now.
They're proud to be known as a pizza company, but their chicken shows they're not afraid to step outside the comfort zone and take risks. Therefore, failure is an option. Not every risk we have taken has turned out to be as successful, but we have learned sometimes you have to fail in order to be great.
Hmm. Well, then make it free then.
That's right. It's $5.99. They select a variety of pizza toppings and have them placed on breaded boneless chicken pieces. In the shape of a pizza. Chicken pizza.
So the whole crust is chicken?
Yeah. Breaded chicken, like chicken breast.
So it's just pounded out chicken breast?
I wonder if they have to throw it up in the air. They're throwing chicken breast up there.
You have to pound a chicken breast really flat to get it to a 12-inch pie.
Well, no, I think they just put a bunch of them together, you know? And then it maybe melted all together with the cheese on top or something somehow?
I don't know.
I don't think that that's going to do well.
Weird.
Yeah, go to Pizza Now instead.
Yeah, they got a pizza of the month.
Yeah, it's the Choky Chicken. Or it's called
it
the K-Bird.
It is the Choky Chicken.
It's called
K-Bird.
K-Bird. And I never figured out why he called it K-Bird.
K-Bird.
Does that mean the what bird?
What bird? I think the name incites the reaction that the name has.
What? Say what?
Yeah, the name What Bird makes you go, what bird?
It does, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Which makes you go, the what bird? Which makes you go, what? It's like one of those pictures you look in, and it's like the picture inside of the picture inside of the picture. And that
like
keeps
the
on
Stephen
going.
Colbert art.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a... Not
Are
a
you going to watch his last show?
When is it?
I don't know. He had Metallica on a show once. They performed on there.
I know he had some other rock band on there that I was kind of surprised to see on his show.
Probably Megadeth.
I can't. No, it wasn't Megadeth. Speaking of Megadeth and Metallica, I was listening to the other podcast I listen to sometime, Big and Loud, and they're down to one a week now. But they were talking about Metallica. I love it when I hear people talking about metal that get their stories all wrong and stuff. I was going to be a douchebag, but then I realized it was going to be a douchebag, so I didn't do it. I was going to say, oh, by the way, this is here the correct information of what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the breakup and the Dave Mustaine, and he said that Metallica was a five-piece with Kirk Hammett and Dave Mustaine before they kicked Dave Mustaine out, and just a bunch of fucking stupid stuff. But
Kirk
I didn't go on there and say anything.
Maybe he was for a millisecond. He might have practiced with all of them.
Well, he was playing with Exodus before, and then Metallica was on tour, and they actually kicked Dave out in New York and left him there. Damn, you're from L.A. You got kicked out of your band on tour. And got that's pretty rough. And he was an alcoholic
already. He
probably
cried.
Why you leave me on the bus? I sound Chinese sometime when I sing. Yeah. Why does he sound so Chinese when he sings?
Is he sweating bullets? Sweating bullets!
I'd like to see that, actually.
Sweat bullets?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it in a cartoon, but just to see a human just like little bullets come out of your pores. On Paradise Island! Hey, you guys been singing that song all weekend or what?
Paradise Island.
My wife heard it once, and she was singing it in Walmart.
I love that song. It's fun. It's the new hit song. We should write it into a song. Paradise Island.
Oh, almost forgot. Don't want to forget this, and we'll also, of course, get to what we always get to. But birthdays today include Iggy Pop and Tony Danza.
What?
Now, how close in age do you think those guys are? Because Iggy Pop seems like he's been around forever, but he hasn't.
You know, they proved on Community that Tony Danza, that the boss was Angela.
Oh, of course she was. She wore
in every sense of the word. He figured it out.
She wore the pants in that family for sure.
Yeah.
But how old do you think Tony Danza is?
Let's see. That show was on in what? Probably about 80. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
you can't say like 88 because that was like right before Seinfeld, but I guess it could have been around Seinfeld.
I think it was 84-ish more, 85.
Yeah, 84 to 85.
Remember, so he was in Taxi was in the 70s. About,
yeah, oh, yeah, I'm accounting for don't that. So 84 to 85, 53, 61.
Damn close, 63.
All right, all right. So he's about 33, around 84.
And Iggy Pop is the old 67. But he's still rocking, you know, and he looks way older than Tony Danza. But anyway, those are the only two celebrities that I even care. I don't even care about Tony Danza, but I know that you like Who's the Boss. No, just kidding. No, but
I watched
we do,
it.
We do have two locals,
I
too.
I watched enough to know about that show. A I mean, good, Alyssa Milano was on that show.
Oh, man,
I mean,
she was a hottie for a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend and local musician and just all-around good guy, Jason Rowe. Happy birthday,
hey,
to
man.
Jason.
Hey, man. Happy birthday, dude.
We still would like to get you on this show.
Hell yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
No homo, Jason Rowe. We'll get you on here, and then we'll talk to you. And your brother came on here. That was fun. Also, don't get to see him much. I ran into him at Walmart last time, but Dave Leverage. I don't know if you remember him. He was a friend of Voids back in the day, back mm-hmm. in the Waterloo. Good friends with Eric Parks and those guys. So happy birthday to Jason Rowe and Dave Leverage.
Happy birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays are
happy
good.
Happy unbirthday to Gary, I saw not too long ago a few times riding his bike to work.
Gary Dixon?
Yep.
Wow. Gary Dixon.
Yep.
I saw, oh, who did I see? The other half of Peace Week. I'm at a stop sign on the road that's right there by Baskin and Robbins. Mm-hmm. There's that little market there. I'm at the stop sign. He's at the crosswalk on his bike. And I said, Kyle! And he's like, hey, Terry, when's your next comedy show? And I said, next Friday. And he goes, I'm going to come. And I said, okay. But I still don't believe him. Maybe Kyle, Peace Week, Kyle and Gary will come down to the comedy show this Friday. Maybe. Cool. I doubt it, but anyway, we're going to get to this because I almost forgot, believe it or not. What's in Hamza's CD player today? I don't know if Dustin will like this song that he's listening to.
Oh, he's listening to a single?
No, he's listening to an album, but I said song.
Blind Melon.
No, no. Late 70s album-oriented rock. Canadian prog rock.
I was going to say yes, but now Canadian. ELP, were they Canadian?
No. Less proggy.
Tangerine.
Less proggy than those guys, but three
Strawberry
piece.
Alarm Clock.
Let's see, I'll just give you a clue after clue. They're a three piece, high singer.
Yes, no, I already said.
The guitarist was in some Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, Rush.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Hemispheres he's listening to today, which is a decent album. I like that album. It was
We Are the Breeze.
No, it was after that. But anyway, I liked him up until about...
That was one... That,
Signals kind of yeah. sucked. Anything after Moving Pictures, they kind of went...
That was bit. Weird with the whole... I heard that song for years before I even knew that he was saying anything in that... Part of 2112.
We are the priests.
Yeah, of the Temple of Syrinx.
You didn't
yeah, I always thought he was just like
blabbering.
Making noise.
Yeah.
We are
at the Temple of Syrinx. Now that could be a good Mondegreen. What do you think people used to think that said?
Like I said, I used to think it was just mouth noises because I was like,
we are
a priest.
That
he, and then I thought, why would he say we are the priests of the Temple? That's
I'd
weird.
Say, we are a piece of the chimp holes of mere kinks.
Mm-hmm. Of the chimpies.
You're a steak and a knife. Steak and a knife. It
syringe.
Doesn't matter. Are you a brother or a mother? Yep. You're a steak and a knife. And I, on my turntable, was listening to another various artist album that my friend Tim loaned me. He never comes back to get it. But it's the Saturday Morning Cartoon's Greatest Hits by punkish and indie bands, including the Butthole Surfers doing the Underdog Therm. The uh-huh. firm theme.
What album's this?
It's called Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits.
Ah.
It's got Helmet doing Gigantor and the Ramones doing Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Spider-Man. And Reverend Horton mm-hmm. Heat doing Johnny Quest. Sublime doing Hong Kong Phooey. It's a double album. It's awesome.
That would be cool.
There's some Liz Phair and some other shit.
Why don't they do a Spider Pig?
Spider Pig? Because this was way before Homer penned that phrase. Didn't Homer write that?
Yeah, I think so.
Spider Pig, Spider Pig does whatever a Spider Pig does. Go, homie. Oh, homie. Yeah,
that film
so
was
silly,
outrageous,
homie.
Dude. Despite showing a nude little boy, it only got an R rating.
Well, it just showed his little winger for like 4 seconds, didn't it? Or was it longer than that? I don't mean
no,
his penis.
It
I mean,
wasn't even that.
It was like a millisecond. Like you'd have to freeze frame it to see it, like to see Sex in the Clouds on The Lion King.
You know that song Bastille Day by Rush?
Yes, I love that song.
You know that song, ooh, the lyric, ooh, there's no bread?
No, there's no bread.
Ooh, there's no bread. Does he say that in the song?
I can't recall. It's been a long time since I've listened to Bastille Day.
The misheard lyric in there for that is, ooh, asshole breath.
Asshole breath. You're farting out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, asshole breath. I didn't know that. That's a good one. Fucking asshole breath.
That would be weird because their lyrics are so far out there, too. The Mondegreens would be weird. Anyway, the normal lyrics.
Yeah.
Weird.
The Temple of Syringes.
What about the phosphorescent wave on a tropical sea is a cold fire? That's the real lyric.
How could anyone know what that was the right one?
On a tropical phosphorescent sea song. That song's Cold Fire. You know that one?
No. What do they think they say?
Iculus will wait on a tropical sea with a cold fire, which sounds just...
What the fuck's Iculus?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, what about Limelight?
I know that one.
He says, living in a fish eye lens.
Living in a fish eye lens among the human name.
Fish eye lens or fish islands?
Oh, it's a fish eye lens because Neil Peart was
He doesn't
witty.
Live in the fish islands.
I'm living in a fish island, swimming every day. I'm living by a lime tree. He's living by a lime tree on the fish island. Paradise fish island.
What about instead of the underlying theme, he say beyond the lightning?
The under lightning. No, I like the fish
island.
I
always thought he said he was talking about the Lion King.
Parafish Island.
When he talks about the underlying theme, I always thought he said, under the Lion King.
Ah.
Which I always thought was weird because the movie came way after that, and he's all talking about the Lion King.
See, sometimes people will listen to a Rush song, and just one line will spark a whole idea that goes into a whole movie about one lion that killed his brother and came back, and King of the Jungle, Beyond the Gilded Plain. What's a fucking gilded plane?
I don't know what a gilded plane is.
It's not a plane that flies in the air, but like a plane out in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
What's gilded? I don't know. Gilded Radner? Breaking news, Gilda Radner passed away. Oh, shit. Well,
some people think that instead of concert hall on that song, you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
When he says, concert hall.
Yeah.
That's out of nowhere.
That's the spirit of radio.
Yep.
Concert hall.
I always thought that was... That's crazy, though. But that kind of makes that song
he
that
said?
He throws that in there.
What do you think he said?
I always knew he said concert hall, but this guy thought he said goddamn all.
You see the something writing on the studio
goddamn
wall?
Goddamn all.
Say writing on the studio wall. Goddamn all. God, why are you so mad,
he
Getty?
Says written on the subway walls. That's what the guy... The
subway? Not
written
studio?
Written on the subway walls.
It's the studio.
Goddamn all.
He's an upset New Yorker, obviously. He's like, you want the written on the subway walls? Goddamn all of you. He's so mad. He's fucking, you know, that song was actually written on the Serengeti Lee Desert.
Yeah. You know that part in Trees when he says the maples scream oppression and the oaks just shit their pants?
I've got a joke that I've been doing about that song.
Is that what he says?
I didn't think. No, that's not. But that's going to make my joke even better. because it sparked off of something I said on the podcast. I said I had an intense conversation with an oak tree last night. And then I said he was talking about this old 70s prog rock band and how the fucking maple trees were oppressed by the oak trees because they just shit their pants. No, that I never knew that. So I don't know. I've never seen a tree shit his pants. I mean, you could cover your trunk with some pants, I guess. That's why they call it a trunk. So the maples are oppressed and the oaks just shit their pants. I don't know what he really says there, though. Hans, you like Rush. Does the oak shit their pants? Living in the rhyme.
Come on, Tom Sawyer, when the space invader gets his eye on you.
That doesn't say that. The space invader. I'm trying to think of where that part would be.
So at the beginning. Instead of today's Tom Sawyer, he gets high on you.
And the space invader. The space invader what?
Gets his eye on you.
Oh, God. I can just see that little those little space invaders on the video game. Because they only have one eye. And they drop those little things. The space invader gets his eye on you. Yeah. Oh. Today's Tom Sawyer, he gets high on lewds. And the space invader keeps his eye on you. That sounds like a Devo song. The space invader keeps his eye on you.
What about in Working Man when he admits, well, I eat up on leavened, unleavened bread.
I get up 7 a.m. Go to work at 9. Why does he get up 2 hours before work?
I don't know. That's the same thing that
now I thought
Mr.
That,
Brownstone did.
I thought that song said, I get up at 7 a.m. and I go to work at night. And I was like, what the fuck? Why do you get up at 7 a.m. if you don't go to work till night? And then it was 9. I go to work at 9.
All right, here we go finally.
Last Monday.
We are the feet of the devil. How silly.
We are the feet of the devil. How silly. Was that the priest of the temples of Syrinx?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The bitches I give pleasure to your eye.
The bitches I give pleasure to your eye. What song is that? Same one?
Yeah.
Well, some people are dumb.
The temple of Xerox.
That's where they make all the copies.
We are the freaks, the attendants of your sinks.
The attendants of your sinks. I like the priests of the temples of Xerox. Because that'd just be the people that work at Kinko's.
All the grain that you touched fills our hollow walls.
Hmm. What about passage to Bangkok's?
Our first stop is in Motor Town through checkered onion fields.
See, I knew that was going to have one. It's Bogota.
Our first stop is in Bogota.
Through
checkered onion fields.
I've never seen a checkered onion field. We're on our way to Bangkok's. Mm-hmm. Along the Thailand Express.
Mm-hmm. About in Anthem, the original lyrics are, wonders in the world.
Wonders in the world. Wonders in the world.
Some people think they say walking into Walmart.
Walking into Walmart. It kind of sounds like, because he says world like two syllables. He says world. Wonders in the world. Wonders in the world. Yeah. It's a weird dude. You guys, I'm not doing it justice. You guys got to check out some Rush.
I don't know if I know this song, but battle flags are flown at the feet of a garden gnome.
That's a song?
And armor and sword.
Oh. No, that's an obscure one. That might be on Xanadu or something. Not to be confused with Olivia Elton John toilet. Or Olivia Newton toilet, I meant. All right, you guys, we got to get out of here. We're going to wrap this 420 up because we haven't been able to smoke enough, and we should be smoking throughout the whole day today. So thanks for listening. Check out our website, tagcastpodcast.com. We got a couple links on the left hand side there. One says Amazon. You go shopping on it, it's Amazon. You love Amazon. We'll get some money. And Dustin's still giggling over there. Give me one more.
Manna.
Come on.
Who's in charge? Who's in the mansion? I don't have any good ones.
Oh, I got one from my sister's right. Melon DeGreen from Fly By Night. You know where that says my ship isn't coming?
Yep.
She thought the ship bits are coming. My ship isn't coming, and I'm my
ship bits.
She's like, why does she say the ship bits are coming, and I'm going to Bastille? My ship bits are coming. So if you got your ship bits coming, you probably aren't singing the right words because they'd be bleeping that ship bits. My shit bits are coming, and I just can't feel.
Yeah.
All right.
Or
so,
you could be, I shit, piss, and come, but yeah. I just use depends.
Oh, I shit, piss, and come, but I just use depends. That's a good one. It's not messy at all that way.
It's not.
You can also click on the link that says donate and give us a dollar for a donut. We'll go to Voodoo Donuts and buy them. Or we'll spend it on our website, because that's what we do for you. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you on Hump Day. Have a happy 421. Go see Doug Benson at the Wow Hall tonight.
Yeah, do it.
It's got to sell out if Moshe sold out. So get your
they
tickets.
They should just broadcast that on the internet.
They should. I should go there and do that.
Shit.
All right. See you guys Wednesday.
Rock on.
Metal. Shit bits. All right. Are you ready for plugs? This is going to be a two-week plug. So if there's shows next week that already happened, just pretend like you didn't hear it. That's the way it rolls around here. We're going to give you some open mics to go tell jokes at every other Monday at Taylor's, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, right on campus there. It's the Donk Gong Comedy Show. You tell jokes, and they might gong you. It's fun. It's good for your character. It starts at 9 o'clock. The sign-ups are 9. The show starts shortly after that. Every Tuesday in Salem at the Capital City Theater, Jared Richard hosts their open mic there. It's a great room. There's usually a good turnout, and people are there to laugh, so it's fun. Tiny Tavern, open mic every Wednesday, which I hit up last week, and that was a good time. That's at 4th and Blair, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Sign-ups at 9:30. The Green Room, every Thursday, 710 Willamette in Eugene, 8 p.m. sign-up time. It usually starts before 9, depending on what's going on down there afterwards. That's right inside Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. And every Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, Mac Chase hosts an open mic there. 9:30 signups, and I heard you can smoke weed in there, so that's awesome. Should go do that. Let's see. April 21st, Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the fourth annual 420 show, but it's a day late because he's always really stoned, I guess. I don't know. He'll be in Portland on the 20th at Helium. I guess that's the deal. But yeah, go see Doug Benson. And then on the 25th of April, it's the Grand Slam Violin Festival. You know what that is? Let me translate that for you. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 6 with Alex Elkin. That's Eugene's best comedian of 2013, crowned by the Eugene Weekly. And he also is the host of the Brickwall Comedy Show on 1450 All Comedy AM. He'll be headlining that show down there at Denny's, right off the freeway there. 233 is the exit. And I'll be doing a set. Jason Eifler will be doing a set as well. We got some music shows coming to the area, as always. 420, it's Dillinger Escape Plan at the Hawthorne Theater. They've kind of went a direction that I don't care for, but you might like them. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Nether Regions, our friend Joseph Wickstrom will be playing with his band Nether Regions at the Tonic Lounge on April 22nd with Taurus. I wonder if that's Billy Sheehan's band. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster at the Hawthorne Theater, $13 and $15. And here's my favorite show of the upcoming shows, Stumpfest, April 24th through 26th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Thursday has Trans Am and Federation X and Life Coach. Friday night's a great night with Red Fang, Lord Dying, Norska, and Black Pussy. And then Saturday, the crowning jewel of the evenings with Yob, Black Cobra, Diesto, and Drunk Dad. $15 a night for advanced tickets or $17 at the door. You can get a 3-day pass for $35, but those are going quickly, so pick them up while you can. Mastodon and Gajira at the Roseland, April 29th. Tickets are $25 in advance, $40 at the door, so save $15 by buying your tickets early. Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, May 2nd. Fu Manchu at Dante's on the 3rd. $15 for that. And also Nile will be playing May 3rd. If you're not into stoner rock, go to the death metal show at the Hawthorne Theater, playing with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Kevin Seconds, formerly of the punk band 7 Seconds, is doing a solo tour. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on May 22nd with Steve Nobles and Matt Danger. $10 in advance and at the door. That's the way it should be. Same price both
times. I hate that fucking advanced bullshit. Don't get me started. May 24th, the victims of internal decay return to Portland after 18 years with World of Lies, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ass Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 in advance, $7 at the door. I hate that shit. I didn't make that up. May 28th, Black Flag is coming to the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. June 6th, it's Alvin Palooza number 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Victims of Internal Decay, Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and about 4 or 5 other bands, I think. I'm not sure. Still putting together the lineup on that one. And June 18th, it's King Buzzo of the Melvins doing his solo thing at the Hawthorne Theater. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. There's more shows. I'm forgetting about some, but I don't care. And you guys got to listen to these same ones for 2 weeks, so whatever. Just think how many new shows there will be, though, when I come back to do plugs in 2 weeks. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on that donate icon. Give us some money. We need it. God knows it. And also, maybe do some shopping. Just click on the Amazon button there on the left and it takes you to Amazon.com. You can do some shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a little bit of money. So thank you guys for your support, and we'll see you around the bend.